With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Scientists are warning of the possible effects of a solar storm this weekend.
They saw the ejection, and that gave everyone here on Earth a heads up with enough time to be notified and to put a pause on any maintenance of power grids, for instance, to power down certain equipment that might be unnecessary, that could be harmed by voltage increases, anything like that. Satellites, sensitive instruments are being turned off so they're not compromised.
Also illuminate the northern lights, which on a clear night may be seen as far south as Alabama. Police make dozens of arrests as pro-Hamas protest encampments are dismantled at the University of Pennsylvania, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and the University of Arizona. Also at SRNnews.com, beauty pageant drama.
The resignations this week shine a spotlight on the Miss Universe organization, which runs both pageants. Noelia Voigt cited mental health in giving up her Miss USA crown. Miss Teen USA Uma Sofia Srivastava says her personal values no longer fully align with the direction of the organization. The resignations leave the long-standing pageant group without its top two title holders for the first time in 72 years. The resignations have drawn calls for more transparency into Miss USA and its parent organization, both of which have faced controversy in the past. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The largest Catholic hospital chain in the U.S. says it was hit by a cyber attack this week. Thursday, Ascension Health announced it detected unusual activity on some of their network systems, say they're trying to figure out what information, if any, may have been affected by the situation. The news comes just a few months after a subsidiary of United Health Group was also hit by a major cyber attack. This is SRN News. Billy Graham will be honored at the U.S. Capitol.
A statue of the celebrated evangelist will be unveiled this month, putting him in the company of about 200 Americans who have received such an honor. Graham's son Franklin says, quote, "My father would be humbled and grateful. At the same time, he would not want the attention on himself, but on God's Son, the Lord Jesus Christ." The pedestal of the Graham statue in the Capitol will be engraved with John 3:16. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Our proposed amendment to New York's Constitution barring discrimination based on so-called gender identity and pregnancy outcomes cannot appear on the state ballot in November. So says State Supreme Court Justice Daniel Doyle, pointing to a procedural error made by lawmakers during an initial round of approval. The decision removes a politically charged question from the ballot the Democrats hoped would drive turnout. New York Attorney General Letitia James says her office plans to appeal the ruling. This is SRN News. Wall Street goes to the finish line of another winning week.
Stocks closed out another winning week on Wall Street with a quiet, mixed finish. The S&P 500 rose 0.2% Friday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 0.3%, and the NASDAQ Composite slipped by less than 0.1%. Every major index notched weekly gains. A lengthening parade of strong profit reports helped support the market. Stocks had been on track for bigger gains in the morning, but regressed following a discouraging report on U.S. consumer sentiment. The report suggested U.S. households are raising their expectations for inflation. That helped Treasury yields rise ahead of next week's highly anticipated updates on inflation. Damian Troisi, New York.
A Florida Republican wants to impeach President Biden for withholding military aid to Israel. It goes into the city of Rafah to finish off terror group Hamas. Republicans have slammed Biden over his threat. More details at SRNnews.com.